Businessman Chris Hart had planned to announce his candidacy for governor of Pennsylvania today, though a funny thing happened on the way to the kickoff. After learning from WHYY about the qualifications for office, he quickly abandoned his bid for the top job in Harrisburg. Sounds strange? WHYY's Dave Davies explains.
If there's a checklist for starting a political campaign, one item would have to be, am I eligible to run? Chris Hart's a 34-year-old Republican who grew up in Montgomery County and has spent more than a decade in Washington, D.C., where he went to college, worked on a Senate staff, owned a neighborhood grocery store, and co-founded a program to help the homeless. He just recently moved back to Pennsylvania, where he said in an interview Tuesday he's ready to run for governor.
I'm very passionate about people. I understand policy, and I get politics. And so if you put those three things together, I almost have an obligation to serve the people that I love for the issues that I'm passionate and I care about.
But it turns out there was a hitch in Hart's plan. Election lawyer Adam Bonin says the Pennsylvania Constitution has some requirements to run for governor. Here's one of them.
You have to, for the 7 years preceding the general election, be an inhabitant of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
That's a 7-year residency requirement. Hart moved back to Pennsylvania in May. When he heard about the requirement from us, Hart hastily changed his plans. He isn't running for governor now, but he'll keep his team and his website and continue meeting with citizens as he considers other options, including a run for U.S. Senate. That office does not have a prior residency requirement. There are already 4 Republican candidates in the primary to challenge Democratic Senator Bob Casey next year. Republican strategist Charlie Giroux says if Hart jumps in, he'll face an uphill climb as a newcomer.
For any candidate, voters are looking for somebody who has served them in other capacities, who has a record in the community, in the state, doing things for folks on a human level.
Hart says he has deep roots in the state and family throughout Pennsylvania and ideas he's sure will connect with voters. Dave Davies, WHYY News.